Parks. What's up, buddy?
John.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, man. Let's talk about it.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, guys. So today we have another special guest. This is a fun one. They've all been fun, but this is really fun for what's happening in crypto and Twitter. And we got John out in California. You might know him as Alt-1 Crypto with the rocket ship. You've seen him. He does a lot of TA, and his patent is termed TGA, which is technical guess analysis. So what's up, John? What's going on out in California today?
Feels like it's winter still. It's like 50 degrees today. It's kind of weird.
That is bizarre.
Wearing my winter coat.
Hey, it's a little warmer where I'm at today.
It's beautiful, though. It's California.
So Orange County, I think, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people follow you. You constantly update people with some good analysis. And, of course, you know, they're not always right, but it seems like you know what you're doing a lot of times. So what made you get into this? How'd you become Mr. Twitter, and how'd you become Mr. Crypto?
So crypto is not new, but Twitter is new. I had a normal account just following people, and about 6 weeks ago, just talking with some friends, had the wild hair to really step up and maybe try to get into the community a little bit deeper to try to help people set the right expectation and mindset. It's we're in the midst of like the biggest gold rush in our generation, and it's exciting, but it's also pretty sad to see how many people are actually missing out. And other people are even getting into it. They're coming into it with the wrong mindset, the wrong expectations, and they're getting burned and they're losing money. So it's not a good feeling to watch people, even people you don't know, watch them lose their hard-earned money for their family, right? So I wanted to try to get on to set kind of a tone for a different mindset, because there's a lot of, I call them cheerleaders or people out there who are all about easy money. There's nothing easy about making money. Right, and if you go in with the mindset of it's easy money, you're gonna get burned and you're gonna lose everything you have. So, you know, I'm just being me. This is how I am 24/7. Is how I am on Twitter. It's not a facade. It's not a front. I am kind of a dick, and that's just what it is.
Yeah, a lot of people follow you for your honest. Over a couple tweets a couple weeks ago, and I've been following you since. I watched your following and your friends on Twitter grow pretty exponentially, and I know we're both big fans of Gary Vee, who talks about legacy.
Yeah. So for me, it's that's exactly it, right? I tell people it's not. You know, I make plenty of money. Day job, crypto. It's not about people anymore. It's about, you know, creating that legacy and looking back on it. But to me, that's kind of priceless. And you're right, I do follow Gary quite a bit. But that's the whole premise of this is let's help create a whole army of me without really asking for monetary things in return.
Yeah, because you have a couple gigs. I know you got some jobs and a career, and you also have a crypto career. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to make money overnight in crypto, and for mostly because of my lack of risk. Although crypto is inherently very risky, I'm more of a safe better. I haven't done many trades. I mean, I've done less than 10 trades in my crypto career. I don't trade much. I have left money on the table and haven't taken profits and seen coins go up and down, but overall, I'm still way up. Do you think most people, or what's your strategy? Like, should people be swinging and trying to increase their stack or long term? Me, I'm mostly just I buy a coin and I sit on it and I'm thinking more long term. At least crypto long term, which for me would be at least 6 months. What's your strategy?
So, great question. Crypto is the biggest transfer of wealth that's happening in our lifetime. But with that, you know, so there's a lot of new money coming in. The problem is that 95% of the people that are involved in putting their own money into crypto have never invested in their life. They've never even opened up a mutual fund or put money in Apple or Google or Amazon or anything like that, right? To understand, wow, I just got 20 or 30 or 40% return all year from Amazon or Apple. What a great year. And they're coming over here and they're chasing that 100% gain every other day or every week or 1,000% gain every month. And it's just unrealistic. So there's a lot of education that has to happen for people to understand, to check their expectations and their mindset, or else it's just, they're going to lose their money. It's that simple. And I truly believe 9 of 10 people are going to lose their money. That's just the way it is.
Wow. You know, I thought everybody was overall way up in their crypto investments, but I did a very scientific Twitter poll about 2 weeks ago. I think it had maybe 400 or 500 votes, which statistically is a decent amount. And I asked people that invested in November and December in crypto for their first time, are you up 30%, down 30%, about even, or up over 60, 70%? And almost 60, 65% of people were down at least 30% since December. And I was shocked because I was just looking at my own portfolio, and not saying I'm smarter than anybody else. I might have just been really lucky, but I thought most people were doing very well, but apparently a lot of the newcomers are not.
No, they're not. And, you know, one of the most common questions I get is, you know, what should I invest in? Well, number one, I'm not a financial planner. I can't give financial advice, right? But sometimes I say, you know, I'll give you my opinion. And the question on how long do you intend on keeping? Think about withdrawing. Well, I plan on keeping a year or 2 years or 6 months, right? It is what people say. They say, okay, great. What price do you think that took 30 days from now? Well, then that, back on your word, if your goal is to keep it for a year or 2 years, then who cares? A week or looking at it, because you drive yourself crazy, right? It's like if we invest on a stock, check that daily,